Port Moody's mayor and council are adding their voice in opposing new potential flight paths that will result in more aircraft flying over some neighborhoods in the Tri-Cities. This week, the city sent a letter to NAV Canada asking the Air Traffic Monitoring Agency to reconsider its proposed plans to alter the routes of planes arriving at Vancouver International Airport, YVR. NAV Canada's proposed new flight paths include arrival approaches that would directly affect the Tri-Cities area, with the potential for more frequent flyovers and more noise pollution, said Mayor Megan Lottie in the January 31 letter. As a council, we feel it's important to advocate for the health and safety of our residents. Given the likelihood of negative effects for our community, we respectfully ask NAV Canada to reconsider and look for other ways to meet their project goals. Among the concerns raised are noise pollution, the impact on residents' physical and mental health, the lack of demonstrated necessity for changes, the impact on land value, the lack of transparency with respect to the methodology, outputs and assumptions that were used by NAV Canada in creating the modeling for assessing aircraft noise impacts on communities. NAV Canada launched a public consultation on the proposed Vancouver Airspace Modernization Plan in December, with the goal of improving and sustaining the safety of aircraft operations in the Greater Vancouver region and Southern Vancouver Island in anticipation of air traffic growth, while reducing the industry's environmental impacts. The not-for-profit corporation responsible for air traffic is proposing to alter instrument approach procedures for YVR to shorten routes and reduce fuel. However, some residents worry that aircraft noise will become more frequent, with more planes flying overhead. An online petition has nearly 500 signatures, as of this publication, February 2, and Port Coquitlam Mayor Brad West has also sent a letter in opposition to the flight path changes. The corporation is accepting feedback until tomorrow, February 3. For more information and to provide input, you can visit the Vancouver Airspace Modernization page of NAV Canada's website.